am Guo Yutao from CDC in the Division of STD Prevention Program.
Where did they put it?
The lesbian and the female homosexual population has been defined by the Institute of Medicine as a woman who have sex or primary emotional partnership with a woman. And one IOM priority is to better understand how to define sexual orientation by sex identity, behavior, attraction or desire, or some kind of a combination of this. And one IOM recommendation is to add a sex orientation item or question to the larger scale probability survey. Based on those recommendations, sex orientation question was added into the National Survey of Family Group in 2002. The objective of this study to estimate the proportion of lesbian and bisexual women classified by a different combination of self-reported sexual identity and behavior to estimate a self-reported STD rate for those classified as lesbian and bisexual women. The 2002 NSFG was used in this study, which included a national representative sample about 7,600 women aged 15 to 44 years interviewed between March 2002 and March 2003. The overall response rate was 80%, and all women were included in this study. There are four questions in the survey related to sexual behavior. They were asking women their male, female partner in their entire life or in the past 12 months. One of those questions will be like a follow. Think about your entire life. How many female sex partner have you had? You can put the number in the question. They also have one question in the survey related to sexual identity. The question like a follow. Do you think yourself as a heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, or something else? The women have like a five options to choose. They also have two questions related to a viral STD. And the question like, at any time in your life, have you ever been told by a doctor or other medical care provider that you have a genital herpes? They can answer yes or no. The similar question will be for the genital warts. The classification of women's sexual orientation, we actually have created like four categories for the to classify a women's sexual orientation. The categorical one will be solo based on the sexual behavior only. The lesbian will be defined the women who report only have female partner in the past 12 months. Bisexual will be those women who report have both male and female partner in the past 12 months. Under the category 2, we base on the sexual identity only. The lesbian will be those women who self-identify themselves as a homosexual. Bisexual will be those women who self-identify them as a bisexual. Both category 3 and 4 were based on the combination of sexual identity and behavior. I will be tell you a detail later how those women will be classified. The women were classified as have passed STD will be those women who report ever have had either genital herpes or genital warts. The Sudan and the SARS will be used for this data analysis. And we also use a bivariate and a logistic regression. Statistically significant would be the probability less than 0.05. Here's the result. If we base on the both sexual behavior and the sex identity, all women can put into those 15 kind of groups. For example, I'm not quite sure, there will be a 0.06% of women who will be classified as a lesbian by both sex identity and sex behavior. There will be a 1.2% will be identified by bisexual by both sex identity and sex behavior. Now let's looking like based on our category one, which use sexual behavior, how the women will be classified. If we are looking the marginal percentage, which will be indicated, 1.3% of all women will be classified as a lesbian, 3.1% will be classified as a bisexual. For the category two, which based on the sexual identity, and if we look in the margin under the bottom, which will be also indicate 1.3% will be classified as a lesbian, and 3.1% will be identified as bisexual. Here is a little bit busy, and that will be category three, which based on the both sex identity and the behavior, and in general, all of the orange color will be classified as a lesbian, all the green color will be classified as a bisexual, and in general, this one is mainly based on the sex identity. For example, in the all of those one, based on the sex identity as a lesbian will be classified as a lesbian, plus there will be held another group which will be based on the sex behavior as a lesbian. And for the bisexual, all of those columns will be classified as bisexual, plus there has another group who based on the sexual behavior as a bisexual. So based on those kind of definition, we estimate they have 1.6% will be lesbian, and 4.9% will be bisexual. Here is the category four, also based on the both sexual behavior and identity, but this time the still the same. Orange will be for a lesbian, and green will be for a bisexual. In general, still like based on the sexual behavior, all of those women will be classified as a lesbian. Plus, there are a few group who self-identify themselves as a lesbian. Similar, like all of the bisexual, based on the sexual behavior, will be classified as a bisexual. Plus, there are a few group of them who also as a bisexual based on their sexual identity. So for those kind of classification, so we estimate that there will be 1.9% will be a lesbian, and 4.6% will be bisexual. Here is just kind of a summary of all of the four categories among the lesbian and the bisexual, and still like orange color will be indicated the percentage for the lesbian, and green will be bisexual, and still like for all of those one, you can say they have more like bisexual women than lesbian women. And right now let's move to the STD. If we look in the last column, for this will be proportion of women who have had a viral STD, and still the orange color will be indicated STD rate for the lesbian, and a green color for bisexual. And in general, still from all, regardless of which category, still there will be a big difference on the STD rate, like bisexual women will be have a much higher, significantly higher STD rate compared to the lesbian. We also run a regression analysis which we use STD as a dependent variable. We adjust age, race, and poverty, and our result will show bisexual will be more likely to report STD compared to the heterosexual, and for the category 2 and 3, lesbian will be less likely to report STD compared to the heterosexual. Our study have several limitations, just as other kind of survey data which have recall and report error. And some women may not disclose their sexual orientation and STD because of their discomfort or fear. The study do not consider sex attraction. If we put those ones, that will be make more complicated. The data we which we use do not have state and region information. And the study also, we do not include a self-report bacteria STD in the past 12 months because of a very low rate. The conclusion, our study estimates there will be a 1.3 to a 1.9% of women aged 15 to 44 years old will be classified as a lesbian. There will be a 3.1 to around 5% will be a bisexual. So in general, from those data, it will be show the in the our population, there will be actually more bisexual women compared to the lesbian. And our study show there are many ways can classify a woman orientation based on their sexual behavior, identity, and attraction. So, lesbian and bisexual women were not free from a viral STD, but so viral STD rate differ significantly, and lesbian will be in the low end, and the bisexual will be in the upper low, and the heterosexual will be in the middle. Since there are significant difference in the STD rate, and for the STD prevention program, we think the public should consider a lesbian and bisexual women as a separate population. I think I want to stop here. Thank you.